Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the world, whatever the situation that you're dealing with right now. I pray that you turn it over in the hands of the Lord and let him just deal with it and handle it for you. Stay vigilant, my brothers and sisters. Let us humble ourselves as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, blessed of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. Father God, we say thank you for yet another day, breath in our bodies, Lord God. Eyes open to see your beautiful creation. We ask that you forgive us for our sins and our unrighteousness, Lord God. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you pray over this ministry, Father God, as we send our prayers to you, that you bless it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open doors that have been closed, Father God. Save lives, Father God, through this ministry, Lord God, as we go out as your service and do your work. It be your will, Lord God, we will continue on. Father God, bless the hearers tonight, Father God, and bless the workers tonight, Father God, all over this world, Lord God. Touch us, guide us, and strengthen us, Father God. Comfort and strengthen those that are down and weak in their spirits, Lord God. Physical bodies, Lord God, do some healing if it be your will, Father God, some delivering if it be your will, Lord God. Father God, you told us that you're not here to harm us, Father God, but to prosper us, Father God, to love on us, Lord God, to build us up where we are torn down, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord God, as we begin to break chains, Lord God. Let this be a powerful night tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Time to put on the full armor of God. YAT Radio is signing on. It's time to break chains. Let's go get them, y'all.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think. You understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that. You understand? I gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So I ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love, yeah. And I love the fact that he flame me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beat and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like,
always push the pedal to the metal. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated, but no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. And that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. When it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my fear. Now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion. So give me roar.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, thanks, Big. Welcome back to the show. Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains. That song right there, that's my new theme song, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my season. You know, we got to start telling the devil that, you know, God got us. Don't no matter what nobody else say, no matter what nobody else do, you got to believe that God got you. And you know what? No matter what it looks like, I know you're going through some things. We all got something we're dealing with. We all got obstacles we're trying to overcome. We got situations going on. We got family matters. We got work issues. You know what I'm saying? We got snakes trying to stab us in the back, so-called friends. You know what I'm saying? You got all kind of issues going on around you, but you know what? I just need you to know something that, you know, you can't let the devil just overtake your mind like that. You got to believe either in the devil, believe what God's saying. I pray, my prayer is that you believe what God has said, because God tells us in the book of Psalms and in the chapter 139, he says, listen to this. The book of Psalms is basically something from King David, from his heart, and he does a lot of psalm writing. That's why it's called the Book of Psalms. He does a lot of his writings to God, and in 139, read the chapter. But in 139, it says, "For you formed my inward parts; you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." So listen, if we know and believe Genesis 1 and 27, God created man after he said, "Let us create man in our image, in our likeness." So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. So have you ever thought about how you got here and who you are? Do you ever think about that? Do you seriously just think about who you are and where you come from, what God feels about you? You that seek after his face on a daily basis, no matter what your situation is, you don't give up on God, because God has never given up on you. Because you believe 1 Peter 2, where he tells us that we are a chosen race. a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellence of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We've all been down that dark road in our life. I don't care if your pastor ain't standing in the pulpit admitting that. I don't care if your mama ain't admitting, your daddy, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, niece, nephew, grandmama, granddad. I don't care who's not admitting it. I believe God's word where he says that we all sinners, we all fall short of the glory of God. All is everybody. That doesn't exclude anybody. I didn't think so. All mean all. So we got to get to a point where we understand who we are. That we are heirs to the kingdom and joint heirs to the king. Did you hear what I was? We are heirs to the kingdom and joint heirs to the king. The king of kings, the lord of lords, who sits on the throne. So what is it that you're confused about? Because the entire book talks about his love for us. Romans 5, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Philippians 3 tells us our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know that about me? Because I believe John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I believe that. So all I'm saying to you is I want you to understand who you are. Now, if you don't believe that and none of that fits you, I got to turn over to the book of 2 Timothy, and I got to go through the third chapter, which was our scripture for Bible study tonight, and I got to say that this is you then, that God tells me in these last days, know also that perilous times should come. He said that men should be lovers of their own selves. You know, self-centered, conceited, egotistical fools. That's me saying that. He said that they would be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They hate us. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So in other words, you lovers of money, the scriptures say the love of money is the root of all evil. And just like Satan, he twisted the words. He changed one word and sin came into the world. So he twisted another word because you out here talking about money. Money ain't the root of all evil. No. You're right. Money is not the root of all evil, but you took one word out. Well, two. The love of, three, the love of money is the root of all evil. Because you love money more than you love yourself. You want to boast about what you got. You know, my sister said something I think it was my sister. Somebody was talking about it on Facebook. All they do is they showing all this money. Everybody showing money. Everybody smoking weed on Facebook. Everybody just doing their thing. You on the government's social media page exposing all your business. How foolish is that? Which makes you arrogant, haughty, overbearing. You know what I'm saying? you know, profane, you know what I'm saying, rebellious, undutiful, uncontrolled, ungrateful, you know what I'm saying? You don't care about nothing. You ain't thankful for nothing. You ain't even thankful for the breath in your body. You understand? You unloving. You hard-hearted. You don't care about nobody. Unfeeling, ain't got no feelings. You know what I'm saying? You want to be rebellious when your boy gets shot down because you out there being foolish. You want to get mad because we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You want to spread false lies and malicious reports on true men and women of God that's out here trying to do the discipleship of the Lord God. You know what I'm saying? You know, you brutal out there. You savages. You know what I'm saying? Despisers of good. But you don't want to hear me talking about this because you hate whatever and whoever brings good to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Utterly opposed to the goodness in any form. Just treacherous, betrayers, reckless. You know what I'm saying? Just pretentious and conceited. You love everything but God. Don't even want to go to church. Don't even want to call Jesus. You got everything under control. You already done reached glory, huh? In your own little pea brain. So if you want to live like that, God say you done got your reward. You've already received it. And I'm going to pull something out of the scripture. Woe unto you. It'd been better for you not to even been born if you're going to live that lifestyle and think you're going to get away with it. So that's, I needed to say that to you because, you know, I believe that God expects more out of us. I know that God loves us more than that. You know what I'm saying? Would you sacrifice your child for the world? Would you sacrifice your child for the world? Your son, your daughter? Because I know what Christ told me. He told me that he is the vine, and I was one of his branches. The scripture says that whoever abides in him, it says, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Far apart from me, you can do nothing. So you out here trying to do everything, think you got it going on. What's going to happen when everything hits that brick wall? Ain't nowhere else for you to run. Ain't nowhere else for you to go. And you still running. And in 1 John 1, he says, if we just confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, if that ain't love, if that ain't a God that just loves you, if that's not a God that just want to just, you know what I'm saying, just let you know that, guess what? Son, I got you. Stop running. Where are you running to? Where are you running to? If we would just stop trying to tear each other down, stop killing each other, you know what I'm saying? We can get somewhere. If we can just stop being backstabbers, if we can just find out, you know what I'm saying, who we are first and deal with self, you know what I'm saying? It took me to get me right first before I can help you. I got to look in the mirror first and clean me up. How is it that I'm trying to tell, and the scripture talks about it, how is it that you trying to tell your brother about the speck in his eye and you got a big old plank in yours? How is it that we could come on here and tell you not to do something and we doing it? We all got issues. We all got flaws. None of us are perfect. And a lot of us are striving, you know what I'm saying, to be more Christ-like every day. A lot of us are after God's own heart. A lot of us live to please him and him alone. Because I know what the scripture tells me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So I know if I put him first, seek him first, and follow after him, everything that my heart desires, he's going to give it to me. Because he already supplied all my needs. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to let you know that we here at Breaking Chains are praying for you to be delivered out of whatever situation that you're dealing with, to be healed mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. We pray that something is said across these airways every night that we're here that breaks chains in your life, pull down strongholds, and loosen you from the bondage of Satan. We want you to know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord God himself, and that we are filled with the Holy Spirit of Jesus the Christ, who shed his blood and cleansed us for our remission of sins. We've been made anew. We've been dipped and cleaned. And we wear a sign around our neck only our spiritual brothers and sisters can see it. A work in progress. So we just pray that you can grasp on to self. Call on the Lord Jesus the Christ to come into your life. Ask the Lord God to forgive you for your sins and repent of them and turn away from them and walk away and never go back. Check your circle, brothers and sisters. Be like Elder Melvin tells us every night. Go to Galatians 5. Read the chapter. Find out where you fit in and where your friends fit in. Start cleaning house. The cleaning starts with you. I say when he come back, he's starting with the church. He's already started. Haven't you paid attention? He's cleaning right now. He's separating. It's going down right now before your eyes. And I need you to get your minds right. I need you to grasp onto your identity. I need you to grasp on who you belong to, who you are, and whose you are. And trust me, once you do that, address the man in the mirror. God will be able to pull you out of the mouth of the lion. He'll be able to seal those jaws up for you. And you won't have that issue no more. But until you get yourself together and open your heart and let him in, because he's standing there. He's giving everybody an opportunity. He's no respecter of person. Everybody gets the opportunity. Remember the man hanging on the cross with him, about to die. Asked the Lord to forgive him. Wanted to be with him. Take him to paradise with him. Clean. He. In other words, he asked for forgiveness in his last few minutes. You breathing right now, you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. None of us know that but God. See, we use that term so loosely, but God. Yeah, but God. God knows all. Compared to God, we don't know nothing. So brothers and sisters, grasp yourself, pull yourself up, and let's get it together. Come back. I got my brothers and sisters hanging on. We're going to bring them on, and let's crank this show up some more. But I just needed to say that to you because I want you to get yourselves together. You're listening to Breaking Chains. We'll come back. Going to open up the lines to my pastors. They're hanging by. I see Evangelist is here tonight. Glad to have her here. So we're going to bring everybody on in a few minutes. Grasp on to the song, y'all. Turn your life over to Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Get your life together.
There is life in our song, healing in our wings.
children of God, join hands with the King. Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you walking in your identity? Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you living in your identity? Oh, glory, hallelujah.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadulttalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. What's going on? Breaking Chains, Pastor Rod here. Getting ready to open up the lines. Want to say good evening to everybody. Thanks for turning us on. Just get involved in the conversation. You want to call in, call in, or listen live on the live stream. We're here, y'all. We just want to do the will of God, period. All right, time to open up my lines. I want to bring on the evangelist. Good evening, evangelist. God bless you. Glad to have you here tonight. What's going on with you? How are you?
Good evening, everyone. It's a blessing to be on the airwave with y'all. Everything is going as well as expected. God be the glory of the rest. You have to set the bad with the good. It all works together for the good. So, you know, but I'm doing okay. So God be the
Amen.
Glory. Glad to be on here.
Amen. All right, evangelist. Here's the thing. You know, it's Wednesday. So what is it that you want to put on the table tonight? That's on your heart that you want to bring out tonight and talk about?
Oh, Lord, it's so much. Could I pass and come back to me? It's,
sure.
It's a lot going on around me right now. So can
yes,
I
ma'am.
Pass and then yeah, give me some time
yes,
to get
ma'am.
In tune with y'all.
Amen, amen, amen. Our prayers are with you always, always. All right. Got Pastor Joseph hanging on. I want to bring him in. God bless you, sir. Good evening to you and the family. God bless. What is it that you want to bring to the table tonight, sir, that's within the last week that you've seen or been involved in or something that you want to bring to the table tonight? Good evening to you. God bless. Break chains.
Hey, how everybody doing out there tonight? I tell you, God is truly good, not some of the time, but all the time, like Dr. Kim
Amen.
Says. But one thing I'd like to bring to the table, it's like family. You know, make faith a family affair. And I just want to encourage people to continue how you bring it to the table, you know, sit at the table with your family. And how could you share your faith, you know, with your family? I believe growing closer to God, it starts right in our homes. So what are some good ways, you know, by making growing closer to God in a household with a family, like a big family with kids, if possible? What are some ways that we could grow closer to God right in front of our home?
That's pretty good. You know, I like to jump on that one first, if you don't mind. You know, if we would just, you know, when we go to what is the book of Psalms, and when you read the book of Psalms, a lot of praise and worshiping goes on in the book of Psalms. And one of the things that stand out is when you get to actually, you know, the last book, you know, it says, praise the Lord, praise him in the sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. You know, but again, it starts talking about praising him with the sounding of the trumpet, with dancing. We have to make praising the Lord exactly what he said it is, and how he said it is. And when you have a large family, we have to get the whole family involved with praise and worship and study. You know what I'm saying? We have to
yes,
get everybody
Lord.
Involved. We have to have everybody's voice. We have to have everybody's feelings from their heart of how they want to worship God. Somebody may want to do a praise dance. Somebody may want to play an instrument. Somebody may want to sing. Someone may want to, you know, you have to make that a family affair, like you say, because a house divided can't stand. So if we ain't all on one accord, we're going to always have problems. So we got to make sure that we got praising the Lord at the top of the list. You know what I'm saying? We got to wake up in the morning praying together if possible. But if not, let's make sure that we have time to pray together. Families are always moving and going. So we have to bring prayer in. We have to let the children pray. We have to let everybody offer prayer. We have to let everybody bring a scripture to the table. Listen. This is how we do Bible study every Wednesday. Okay, we did Bible study tonight based on the scripture that was given last week. So this week we give out a new scripture for next Wednesday. So what that does is that has everybody in the family, you know what I'm saying, and I'm talking about the ministry, you know what I'm saying, and even our immediate family, it gives them an opportunity to go study that scripture, get some understanding of the scripture, and then next Wednesday everybody has an opportunity to tell what they got out of what we study. And that brings more insight. That brings more growth. So throw some of those things out there and get the family's input and make it exciting, because praising God is exciting. Loving God is exciting. It makes you smile. It makes your heart rejoice. You know what I'm saying? It makes you leap for joy because you love God and you know he loves you back. So that's what I got on that, man. I didn't mean to go so long. I just got excited talking about that. Elder Melvin is here. Elder, want to say good evening to you. God bless you, sir. Glad you're here. Give love to the family. You are Pastor Joseph, making praising God and learning and studying and worshiping a family affair. How do we go about doing that, sir? Good evening. God bless you. Break, James.
Hey, my friend. I want to say good evening to everybody that's on the song of our voice on this radio. I went without something a long time. Hey, guys. Hey, gal. I love you guys. I truly love you. But if you was out there in that world like I was, we didn't hear that much. You'll be surprised how you can take a burden and lighten it. Just to hear someone, I don't know where you hear me from. I may be thousands of miles away. But I love you. And this is no joke. I don't care what you made of or what you are. I truly love you. Now, I hope what I'm going to say is pertaining to what Pastor was asking. But, as far as the family, I saw deviation taking place a lot in the families. I look at the prescription. No, let me give you this first. I was really feeling bad yesterday, and the people here noticed me. One lady said, "Mr. Melvin, your demeanor not the same. Your disposition." I'm trying to hide the pain. I couldn't. I told Pastor Weir, but I think I told Pastor Weir. But guess what happened? The doctor didn't change the prescription. He did what you call an additive. He added to the prescription because I wasn't where I'm supposed to be as far as degree of motion. He was concerned about my arm. This may not make sense, but I'm coming to it. So what I did when the doctor gave me the prescription, I hope my niece is on, she saw me raise my arm to a level I've never done before. But this is what I did. I didn't deviate away from what the doctor said. That means do it your way. The doctor told me what to do, how to do it. I did it, and I got results in 24 hours. Now, you know what I did? I followed his prescription. My daddy in heaven gave prescription for us. And one of the things in the Bible, I'm going to throw this out. He said, if you spare the rod, I want to say this right. If, how do you say that, Pastor? Help me, Pastor. If you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Right.
All right. Now, we got mother's laws say you cannot discipline your kids. I don't care what mother's laws say. I'm going to obey it the best I can, but when you interfere with my daddy's prescription, you got a problem with me. We had the baby boomer when I come up. Ain't nobody in the world had more babies than they had when I came up. These women had 20, 17, 16 children. They don't have that now. You know something? We didn't give them no problem. So what's the difference? They did not deviate away from what my daddy in heaven said. You want to go with the family now? This is not, if Makita listened, she would tell you, I don't like hearsay. But I got out in it to the community, and I researched. All research is not necessarily in the book. All research is not necessarily in the Bible. All research is not necessarily on computers. Sometimes you got to get out there in the valley of the dry bones. That's what I do. That's what I learned. Parents, you're not disciplining your kids. My daddy said, discipline your children. You want to break, you want to set new legislation? Let's discipline our kids. Let them take all of us to jail. I guarantee you we'll change the legislation. We cannot let man law take preference over God's law. It's not going to work. Look at our kids, how they die. Now, they just telling you what they put on the news. The black kid died. I'm here to tell you from research, you got a lot of white kids dying too in them hospitals. Check all these children's hospitals throughout the country. But they don't say that. They just want everything is on the black race. All the AIDS, black people dying. COVID-19, black people dying. That is a lie. That's a lie. That's what the news need to tell you. This is one of Satan's tactical ways to keep you doing what you're doing. Come on, people, let's get together. Parents, discipline your kids. You don't go to jail about that enough money, I'll come get you out. I told my niece, discipline your kids. I'll come get you out of jail. That way we can push legislation to kill this law. I'm telling you what my daddy liked, which is righteous, which is truth. You don't want your kids, you don't want your kids to be told by me? I tell everybody, don't bring your children around me because I'm going to straighten them out. This is what God wants us to do. I don't think damn Minnesotans there right now will disagree with me. No, I'm not upset like I said last night. I'm just hyped. Like Pastor said, I'm just a Christian with attitude. I used to have Pastor Real. I'm just a king with an attitude to Christ. I hope somebody got something out of this. Parents, discipline your children. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Elder. Evangelist, would you like to comment on that at all?
Yes, sir. Well, God has shown me as when my children was little, what I used to do is gather us around as a family. I put us in, it's just family. We're together. I put us in Psalms 23, and I made it. I don't know how to say it. I made it enjoyable. When I say it, enjoyable, I made it welcome to my children when they were little to get this memorized. Hey, baby, I'm on the radio right now. One moment, I'm going to be with y'all. Yeah. Excuse me, radio. It's a lot going on, but as I raised my children, the Spirit of the Lord gave me to just make it fun to them. And how I made it fun to them, I talked to them first, and I made it a habit. It wasn't something that I did every blue moon. It was something that we did every night, every evening together, to where they looked forward to doing it. And as we read together, Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer, my children memorized this stuff. Psalms 1, as they grew older, they memorized this stuff because after we got in the Word together, I asked them, what did you get out of this here? And as we meditated on the same Psalms and scripture over and over, the days when we would get together and do it, I didn't just go to one, like Psalms 23 one day and go to the next. No, we had to meditate. We had to stay there for at least a month to where it could really minister to them and get in their spirit. So that's how God taught me how to bring family into not being in ministry, not just in church, but being one with him, to building their own relationship with him. So where now that my children are grown, they have their own relationship with God. They can hear God for themselves. They know how to talk to God. So I'm going to stop because I got a lot of people waiting on me to talk to them over here. All right, y'all.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Joseph. We hope that we prayerfully feel that something was said that answered that question that you put out there, sir.
Yes, sir, in so many ways. It was so beautiful, especially getting everybody involved with their different talents. It may be an instrument. It might be poetry. And that's just so beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was real good. Thank God for everybody, what they said.
Amen. 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 God bless you. All right. Turning the mic over to you, Elder Melvin. Something you want to bring to the table. You've been hyped these past few days, so I know it's something you want to bring to the table tonight. It's being our Wednesday night, so go ahead, lay it on the table, sir, and let's keep it moving. Break chains.
I would like to know, if do people pay attention to other people in while we are in service? I research that also. I'm a musician. A lot of time I get up and I just, maybe I'm going to the restroom, but I pay attention to the people. The average person is sitting in church on a cell phone. The average person with a child is sitting in church with a game. This is not the place for this, and these are the things we have to address. Your children and the grown people are there to praise and worship and fellowship with your brothers and your sister. This is not the place for no cell phone. This is not the place for no game for your children to play. This is not the place. We're supposed to fellowship with one another on one accord, bringing the power of God to us. Filling our tank, like my dad used to tell me. Filling our tank that Sunday. I told Makita, I ain't never seen nobody fill their tank up with gas and go park the car in the yard. You run it. So when you get full of that spirit and get full of that food, that spiritual food from the Lord, your job is to take this out and empty your system. But how many people in church can empty their system? Because I researched it. The average person don't even think about Christ. I read an article, and I didn't want to say it because I didn't know where I read it. 10 people in church, maybe two of them, Christ crossed their mind. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff begins at home, and then it goes to the church, then it goes abroad. You got to deal with protocol. You got to deal with prescription. You got to do it the way the Lord says do it. Until we start doing it this way, I just want you all to just, somebody tell me, have you ever noticed that how people do not pay attention in church? In church. Talk to me.
Okay. That's pretty good right there. And the answer that I, my response to that is that, honestly, you know, I could say it's a, you sit, okay, let's do it this way. When you're sitting in the pulpit and looking out, you see a lot going on, but when you're sitting out there in the congregation, you see even more going on because the pulpit is at a higher level. So are people paying attention? Let me sum it up in the spiritual realm for you. Based on the way the world is looking, based on the way the community is going, based on the way the neighborhood and turn to the hood, based on all the killing that's going on, the robbing, the stealing, all the drugs, all of the evil that's running up and down the streets, all the evil that's going on in the Senate, in the White House, in the countries, all over the world. No, a lot of people not paying attention. And then here's one of the biggest problems is that no one is taking the Great Commission serious enough. He was talking to his disciples, but aren't we his disciples too? Aren't we the disciples too?
So, bam, so there you go.
You know, so that means
real,
that
the
Great Commission applies to you and me as well. So he tells us to therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And he says, surely I am with you always to the very end of age. So if you call yourself a Christian, a child of God, a blood-bought believer, aren't you a disciple? Aren't you supposed to be out there doing these things? So if we're all Christian, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost,
come on,
and
God,
if we're all out here doing God's work, Why the streets ain't looking like God's block?
We
why
ain't
they not looking like God's street?
Come on, boy, bring it, Pastor. Don't play with nobody. So, bring it, Doc.
So to answer your question, and let me put this out there, for those that are out there doing the work of the Lord, we constantly pray for you. God is pleased, and we're excited that God is getting glory through his servants. Let me say that to you. But for those that are out there playing, you know what I'm saying? Those that are out there not on your assignment, hey, man, your time up, man. You know, stop playing. Stop playing.
Two out of ten, paying attention. That's
please.
Why we got the problem.
Man, please. Come on. Pastor Joseph, your response to that, sir. Go ahead. Break, Jane.
Yes, sir. It's real difficult, not probably impossible, you know, to train up a kid effectively, you know, if we ain't diligently trained ourselves. So in the church is really the mindset. Yes, sir. It's really the mindset. Yes, sir, that mindset. Because we was taught growing up in the church, you know, the popular phrase, what would Jesus do? And it's a typical Christian chant, but it is very powerful if we can grab that as a mindset, if we could choose to, you know, think like Jesus did. It was powerful, but it didn't become a mindset. You got to set our mind to do certain things. If we could set our mind, what would Jesus do? That would be so good in the church. But in the church, you could be in the church and your mind could be in a club. You could be in a church, your mind could be, you know, somewhere else. Your mind could be, but that mindset is very powerful because that's what a war is. That's what a warfare is. And so when we just choose to think like Jesus, you know, we make better decisions that honor the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do, make better decisions, even in the church. I never forget, I went to this one church, and I came out with a lust beard. And I never went back to that church. And I couldn't believe it. It was my first time experiencing that. And, I mean, it was crazy. But Jesus, he teaches us to be calm, you know, to be level-headed. And, you know, what I love most about him is to make tough, in time when it get real tough, you know, making choices. You know, when we face with adversity, when we face with so much difficulty, I believe that's when we got to really make the right decision, you know, and surround ourselves with friends like tonight, with Christian friends that's going to help us, you know, and hold us accountable for our actions and our behavior, you know, so we can represent the Lord in a good way. Because the kids are watching, people are watching like that in the church houses, and you'll be amazed so many people that don't walk in integrity inside the church. So it's so important, you know, surround ourselves with good friends that's going to help us, you know, and hold us accountable of our actions and our behaviors, you know, so we can continue to represent the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you for that. Thank you, sir. All right. See, our overseer hanging on. I want to bring him on and let him comment on that question right there. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir. Are people paying attention in God's house to the word, sir? Are we paying attention?
Well, first of all, we have this thing where we praise and worship. And that's what people come to church for, praise and worship, have a praise service. That's the same thing you have in a ballroom. It's all the singing and the dancing. But the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How can a man be saved unless he's saved by the Spirit? How can a man come unless he's drawn, and how can he be drawn unless he's by the Spirit? Well, we're not there for the word, we're there for more of entertainment. And we call entertainment something that is not. We call entertainment praise. But now we have to understand this too. I heard you say when you say about go ye therefore, when Jesus gave the Great Commission dealing with the Great Commission, now you have to understand that God, that the Lord had dealt with the children, chose Israel to be his people, the Hebrews, the Israel to be his people. And he had never dealt with anyone other than Hebrews. So he taught them for close to 400 years. And then when it came up to Jesus, after Jesus, Jesus taught them the new covenant, that the new covenant was coming. Then after he finished teaching his disciples, then he told them to go and make disciples of all of us, because he wasn't dealing nothing but with the children of Israel when he came. I come but to seek and save that you know, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I came but to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He was dealing with Israel a lot on that and things. But further than that, about the people in there, you can't make a person do anything, first of all. You could preach, but you don't beat people up in the church, because all you're going to do is run them away. You know, when a person start getting drawn, and see, that's what we'll do when you start telling a person off. The church is not for us to beat them up in, but church is to direct them. There's a story about a lady, and I think I said it before around you guys. Her name was Mary. And Mary would go to church, but Mary noticed the people on the cell phone. She noticed the people talking in church and everything. And so she when she would go home, she would call the other lady named Betty on the phone and say, "Betty, I got to leave that church." So all they're doing is talking on, looking at cell phone, playing games, always on the dealing with cell phone. And then they'd be talking to each other in there. And so Betty went to the pastor and told the pastor, said, "Look, Mary's going to leave the church." She said all the people doing is staying on cell phones, and all they're doing is playing games, and all they're doing is messing with phone. The pastor called Mary in and said, "Look, Miss Mary, I need to talk to you." So Miss Mary went to the pastor. He asked her, say, "Don't leave the church, but I want you to do something for me. I want you to fill that glass of water up. Full as you could get it. And while service going on, I want you to walk around in a circle in the church, walk around the whole church, but don't waste any water." So after church, she said, "Okay." Well, she came to church, she filled a glass up, and she walked around. And then she came back. Then after church, the pastor came to her, and he asked her some questions. He said, "Did you see anybody on the cell phone?" She said, "No." "Did you hear people around there talking?" He said, "No." And then he was saying, in other words, did you get what I just said? If you're paying attention to the word of God, you shouldn't see. See, you can't save everybody. You can't make everybody be what you want them to be. The Bible says, "Wide is the road and many be on it that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road and few be on it that leads to eternal life." You can't make a person accept Christ. Even those ones that's even in the church today, many of them not saved. And you have to understand that you can't beat a person up and make them do it. You can only give them the word. And that's all God asks us to do, is to give them the word. If they come, they come. And we need to learn what we could do in that church and a place to beat the people up, but it's to give them the uncompromised word of God. Now, if you come in there, I used to go to church, and I know for a fact when I was young, I used to talk. And my mother and them used to tell me about it. But when I got old, the Bible says, see, we saved now, and we want children to be what we are now, and not allowing them an opportunity to be children. The Bible says when I was a child, spoke as a child, acted as a child. Now that I'm a man, maybe being mature, now that I'm mature, I put away childish things. And that's for us, so we have to understand those things. A lot of things that we are to go get a great commission. Like the Muslims, they have the Final Call, whatever that magazine they have. Then you have the Jehovah's Witness. They go out from house to house. As Christian, all we want to do is go there and listen to that music. Okay, talking about a praise team, listen to that music. Lay hands on people and the people dying. Okay, you want me to be honest with you. Play a lot of loud music and dance around in the church. like we're accomplishing, you're not accomplishing nothing. This country was found on sin, and it's still sin. Okay? We were founded, not founded, but the people that came here, killed people, took the country, enslaved the people, and still killing people. And when you see them not doing what they're supposed to do, we need to pay close attention. But our job is to make sure we give out the truth, unadulterated the word of God. You can't make anybody listen, okay? You can't make them listen. We give out the word, and if they get it, they get it. But those who we call, see, the ones that God called going to get it. We want to do God's work for God. God's going to bring them into you until you get a word. God, them same ones on the yeah, you know, if God calling them, they're going to come. But some people just not meant to come, and I want them to come. Fake it until you make it. Keep coming. The Holy Spirit will convict you. So we have to be careful not to run people away. We have to be for real about what we're doing. See, the original church was nothing like the church today. It wasn't all this dancing, running around in circles and all kind of other things. It was not like that. Jesus was the one, and the church wasn't starting when Jesus was healing. The apostles didn't go around healing the whole. We're talking about healing station and making people rich. The apostles didn't do that. So much of the church today is not the church that Jesus Christ started. The church was built upon Jesus. Jesus was not here on earth when the church started. The church started on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection. So it's a lot of things that we have to put in the context. The people are coming to church, and they've been coming to church. They come in the church, and they're just not getting it. Then from old days, when I grew up, they came to church, they didn't get it. And things are getting even worse now because people are learning to read. And when they're reading the Bible, they can understand that what you're telling them in church is incorrect. It's a lot of things going on with that. But our job is to do the Great Commission, to go and tell the world about him. Now, if they accept it, they're a winner. If they don't, we cannot make them accept the word of God. No matter how hard we try, we cannot make them accept it. God bless you.
That's right. That's so true. So true. Can't make nobody do nothing. One thing about it, though, I will say this. I'm going to say this right here, that the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. When are we going to accept that? When are we going to take that serious? I pray that you take it serious. I pray that we get it right. Hey, we're going across the top of the hour. We come back. Evangelist is back. She had to pray for a family. So we were definitely with you in prayer, in the spirit. See Pastor Jackson is hanging on. I'm going to get him on. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for turning us on. We're going across the top of the hour. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and Jadari Enterprises right here on YAT Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day. Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good news, right?
He came walking up.
That's what it sound like, though. About his father's face. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was flame. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel, and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel bring hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the street, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. I've been from the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, they rest or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dot. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Joseph is here, Elder Melvin is here, man. We breaking chains together. What's going on with you? We breaking chains, y'all.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
Yeah, I had to throw that in. All right, welcome back to the show. What's going on? All right, Evangelist on. Evangelist, the mic is yours now. God bless you. We're over there doing God's work with that family. What's your topic you want to bring to the table, man?
I just wanted to address with so much going on in the world today and around us as blood-bought believers, saints of God. What advice, what encouragement could we give someone who are saved and just going through just the span of life of watching so much around them, what encouragement can we give someone today as far as encouragement and keeping it moving, steadfast and unmovable about it in the work of the Lord? What encouragement can we give our brothers and sisters today with all this turmoil going on in the world?
I'm just going to say this one, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So no matter what they're going through, we have to learn to trust God. And you know, a lot of people find that hard to do because they feel like, I'm in this situation, so where's God at? A lot of people are questioning God in these trying times right now. So we have to give them those positive, encouraging words of God to make sure that we soothe their spirit. We soothe them on the inside and with the word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to work. And I'm going to open up the line to the brothers, because everybody, we into this second hour, so everybody make your answers short, so we can move on through, so everybody get an opportunity. So don't prolong it. Don't be long-winded. Let's make it short. Pastor Jackson, you just came on, sir. God bless you. Glad to have you here. Say something to us and answer the evangelist's question.
Well, first of all, God, a great evening to everyone. But the thing about it is, my words of encouragement would be this: to get in a Bible-based church. It's good to know somebody who know about him, but it's also good to know about him for your one self. So study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not afraid to rightly divide the word of truth. So my encouraging words to that question is to study your word, get around people that are seeking God, and get in a Bible-based church that's preaching the word of God without fear, favor, or compromise. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Joseph, words of encouragement, sir.
Hey man, I just like to say it's so important to find your meaning to someone out there, you know, but it takes time. Excuse me. It takes time. You have to take time out to sort out, you know, what is important in your life right now, you know, and why is it important. You know, you got to find out what you want to achieve in your life. It's things that God has you that you must achieve. You know, or they say dreams, things. What makes you happy? Find out what makes you happy. You know, when you find out the meaning for your life, it gives purpose. You know, it gives you direction in which area you want to go and live your life. Without meaning, you just be spinning and wasting your life, wondering. You be aimless. You have no direction, no focus, no purpose. But take out time and find out your meaning and what God wants you to do. And what you do, you take out time and you sort out what's important, what's really important. The Bible says a man that put his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So find out what you're going to put your hand on and keep going forward. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Right, thank you very much. All right, moving on, Elder Melvin. On you, sir. Words of encouragement.
Oh, to the evangelist, as far as encouraging someone, it seemed like I picked up some things that you didn't say, but I like to go on what I learned in the Bible and what I self-experience. I used to do things, and the consequences came. And when I start doing those things, things that made me mad didn't make me mad no more. People that made me sad didn't make me sad no more. Or places I used to go, I didn't go no more. All these things, when I said Galatians, I looked at those 16 to 26, and I found myself. You can encourage somebody to say, you find things, the situation that surrounds you, and you find yourself in the eye of that storm, that means you got Christ. Them same situations are still there. But for some reason, they just don't bother me no more. You know why? Because you renewed your mind. And to knows I said, you renewed your mind. But the Bible said, we not conformed to this world, be transformed by renewing of your mind. So how do you renew your mind? You study, and you will find yourself in the book of Galatians. So, you know, it's not so bad. The trials and tribulations are still there, but they just don't bother you no more. You tell a person that you encourage them. When you find these situations not bothering you, you are following the prescription of Christ. My daddy.
Amen. 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 Thank you, sir. God bless you for that. All right, Pastor Kemp, the words of encouragement to the evangelist on the question, please.
Okay, yes. I'm pretty much going to echo the same sentiments that Reverend Jackson, Pastor Jackson said. First, I just give the scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. You have to tell those individuals to trust in the Lord with all their hearts and lean not to their own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. They're trying to handle the problem themselves, which they have no, they can't handle themselves. You have to turn them over to God. And when I said I just want to echo the same sentiments with Pastor Jackson, is that you have to find a good Bible-based, Bible-teaching church, but you have to study it yourself, not read it, but study it. You need dictionaries, commentary, because it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. Now, and what I want to tell you, if you want to be able to deal with people, you have them to read the story of Job. You want to read the story of and faith. You want to read, get them to read the story of Joseph and Job. Mm-hmm. Both of those two individuals that went through a lot, but God elevated them for being faithful and the wall of faith. And we need to really learn what true faith is. True faith is not just believing that God, I won't take the shot, God, because the blood of Jesus covered me. No, you're going to be covered in blood or can't breathe if you don't. If COVID gets you, I noticed that those who teach these lies are nowhere in sight. COVID came out, they stopped somebody they could hear because they were afraid to touch someone with COVID. Now, it's time that you study for yourself. You're not going to heal like Jesus healed. You're not going to heal like the apostles. When Jesus told them greater works that they would do, he was talking, the church hadn't started. It was in the book of John. He was talking to his apostles. He told his apostles they were going to do greater things that he did. And they did. They brought 3,000 in. So I would tell them to learn what true faith is, read the Bible, and get these different stories. Joseph that they talked about, how Joseph, all the suffering and different hardships they went through. The Bible is loaded with things where man went through all kinds of hardship, but God brought them out because they had faith in God. So I would tell you, build your faith up in God. Study your Bible. Don't read it. And don't listen to people telling you this is a voodoo doctrine, hocus pocus. You put your hand on this person. No, that's not true. Read Deuteronomy 18 chapter. It'll tell you about these things that we're doing today that we call church. And you'll find out that the Moses was told it was hoodoo, and things. But we use it today in church because we don't know the word of God. Pastor Jackson said, we need to get in studying that word. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. All right. Evangelist, did that answer your question, ma'am?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They gave some very good answers because with so much going on out here, I know when people go home to their own self, even my, I don't have to question them, but sometimes I do too, but you've been needing those who don't know the word or those who don't have a good support system need to hear just what was said tonight.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Pastor Jackson, bring your concern to the table, please.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask a question pertaining to Jeremiah
29:11. And the word of God reads, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. My question is, are people sticking to the master plan? Are they trying to do it themselves? You know, have they strayed away from the plan, off the path of the master plan? You know, so many times we say we trust in the Lord. As long as everything is going okay, we're going to praise God. But are we going to stick to the master plan when all hell is breaking? Or are we going to try to do it ourselves?
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm gonna wait.
I'm gonna pass the mic. Pastor Joseph, dive in on that, sir. Your comments.
Hey, amen. I would just like to say, obey the truth. You know what is written in the Word of God, the way He has called you to live. And when we study the Word of God, we'll see exactly how He called us to live. And we'll know the plan that He has for us, live by His commandments, you know, His intentions, His examples that Christ gave us that we should be doing. By being in this modern world, you know, we have challenges, we have pressure, but God, He qualified us. You know, even though we have shortcomings, you know, just like He qualified Moses, you know, to lead the Israelites, to stand up to Pharaoh. He got called you to stand up to them dope boys, my Lord. He called you to stand up to those bullies in Jesus' name. If God has placed you and He has a desire, and Peter desired you to go back to school, He had you to face those bullies. You know, whatever God has in your heart, you know, just know what the word says, that He qualified you to do it. He'll be with you along your path. He will aid you in the areas of your shortcomings. God will, He will help us in our shortcomings. He did it so much in the Word of God. He did it for Moses. He did it for so many people. And he will do it. Thank you. God will help us and show us the plan. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. God bless you. All right. Elder Melvin's on you, sir.
Well, I have to go back to that thing, what I said earlier. I got several witnesses right here in my community and my neighbors. When they looked at me yesterday, they knew I was hurting. When they looked at me today, they could not believe it. So the fact I followed that leader for Scripture, which was Dr. Muggs, told me what to do, I did it. It worked. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still healing, but I'm not in pain. It's the same way with my daddy, ladies and gentlemen. You can do, say what you want to do. When you deviate away from what my daddy told you to do it, you're going to have problems. This is what you call a rule of thumb. What goes up, comes down, gravity. You cannot deviate away from what my daddy tells you to do. Follow his instruction, I guarantee you. If you fail, you can get back up again. Or if you fall, that's the reason you fall and fail. But if you fail in this situation, it's because you did not do what he said do. Bring it up. That's the way I believe it. I'm going to keep it that way. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you very much. I'm going to answer that, then I'm going to give it to the overseer, let him answer. thing about it is that he say, for I know the plans. And you ask, you say, do they know the master planner? Thing about it is that they, a lot of people know of him, but don't know him.
Amen. Glory.
And the thing about it is that we've allowed people to tell us about him,
yeah,
but we haven't taken the time to get to know him for ourselves. And if we don't get to know him for ourselves, we'll never know who we are. So if we don't know who we are, we can't possibly know the plan for our lives, because we don't know the master planner that planned our lives. So we don't have a clue. So will we always try to seek after our plan instead of his and deviate from it? We can't deviate from something that, guess what, that we were never on, that we never knew about, because we don't take the time. My people perish for the lack of knowledge, because we reject the knowledge. The word is put right in front of you, and you keep rejecting it. You keep running from it. You keep turning around. You keep making excuses. Oh, man, I done did this. I did this. I'm going to wait till I get my life together before I give it over to Christ. Your life could be over tomorrow. your life could be over tonight and you ain't gave your life to Christ, so you going to hell. So are we going to stick to our plan? Unfortunately, a lot of people are sticking to their plan instead of God's plan. And if you know God, continue to build your relationship with God so that you can know the plan that he has for your life, because he's going to put it in your heart. And if you know him, you already got it. You actually already know it. Every last one of us come up against obstacles on a daily basis that try to take you off your path and your planned life that God has for you. Because the devil was there when the blueprint was made. So he's going to set trap. Listen, he know where you going. He know what street you on. He trying to get you off God's block and put you on his. So he's going to try to pull you away. He's going to set the traps. He's going to put the roadblocks up. He's going to put the spikes in the road. He's going to do all that. It's up to you to just stick to the master's plan. All right.
Amen.
Pastor Kemp, your answer to that, sir?
Amen. Dealing with the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was considered the weeping prophet. Jeremiah began to be a prophet at about the age 14. And he was young, and the people didn't want to listen to him because of his age. And they wouldn't listen to him. They wanted to still worship idol gods and do all these things. So when Jeremiah would bring a message from God to the people, they didn't want to listen to him. They had him thrown in dungeons and they had him beat and everything else. That's why you remember when Jeremiah said, it was like God shut up in his bones, but he just couldn't hold his peace. Well, he wasn't talking about he was shouting and doing all this. It just means the word of God, if it's in you, regardless of what people speak do, you're going to speak out. You're going to say the word of God. Where Jeremiah was dealing in that 28th chapter with people resisting the word of God and following idol gods. That's why he had to even tell them about the potter and the clay, because he didn't know who was their creator, and that could change. All they had to do was begin to listen to the word of God. So that's when I look at it. I look at the world being a place today where we running behind every type God they have. I mean, we when I'm talking about a God, I'm talking about a car. I'm talking about a car. I'm talking about a home. I'm talking about a female, a male. We put more faith in our cars, and I was washing my car this morning, and I paid my boat, and I went fishing this Sunday. And we make these things our God. And anything that we put, first, that's our God, whether it's making money to. So God's supposed to come first. And thing, but Jeremiah was there telling the people about not trusting all these out of God, and they were not listening to Jeremiah. Jeremiah went through all kind of things, and Jeremiah was questioning God about almost like, why you call me? I'm young like this. They don't listen to me. I've been thrown in prison in a dungeon, and things like that. So when we're dealing with that verse in scripture in that 28th chapter, you need to know that people are going to go through all kind of things, and they got all kind of ways that they worship and things like that. But we have to worship and stay worshiping the true and living God and get away all these fallacies and get your personal relationship with God and go out and save the lost soul. Because I know we call ourselves Christian. I'm about to get off. I know we call ourselves Christian. I hear so many people. I've been teaching seminary since 92. You do the math. I've been teaching pastors or whatever you want to call them. I've taught so many, and I was Coach Dale Brown, and I was telling, I taught over 400 pastors since I've been teaching. But we have to go ahead on and let them know that Jesus died for our sins. And he was raised for our sins. So we teach everything but that. We teach all about money, about healings, everything. But you're not saving the lost. We talk about these things, what we don't do. You lied to the people in church, and you didn't get out to go when Jesus' great commission. to go out and save the lost, to stop dealing, not stop dealing, but he gave all the word to the children of Israel. Then he said, now go take it to the rest of the world. And so that was the beginning of the church. But it's time that we be about our Father's business. Again, the book of Jeremiah talks about people worshiping out of God. And God was giving Jeremiah the word, and the people wasn't listening to Jeremiah. But it's time that we listen to the word of Almighty God. Much love. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Evangelist, how about you?
I strongly believe that when you're going through your valley experiences, is God is elevating you. The process is what perfects us. So our trials and our tribulations is what make us stronger and make us wiser. It even helps build our faith even the more. So I strongly and suggest for a blood-borne believer, don't turn from the faith. Accept the process. Don't fight against the process. Like they say, when the waves coming in the ocean, however they say it, you know, you got to roll with the waves. You know, you have a season and you have a timing for everything. Ecclesiastes talk about it's a time to cry, it's a time to mourn. You know, it's a time for everything. And it's what elevates us as Christians, blood believers, saints of God. Your valley experiences is what makes you. It brings out what's in you that you didn't even know that was in you. That's what it's been doing for me. But to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you. All right, Pastor Jackson, did you get your answer, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank God for the powerful men and women of God that he's placed in my life. And I thank you all for your response. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. Pastor Kim, do you have something you want to bring to the table tonight, sir?
No, I just wanted to listen in tonight. I've been really just enjoying the conversation. Anytime I have opportunity to talk, I'm in good company. I just appreciate the company.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Likewise, sir.
God bless you. Yes, sir. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Maybe we're going to get our final comments. Get our Black History Honoree for tonight and our help tip. So you hang on. We're going to be right on back. And just something God is telling me right now. Because, you know, everything that's going on around us, God has given us an opportunity right now as we speak, pull ourselves together, to repent of our sins, and to come back to him, you know, and get our life, you know, get it back on track. You know what I'm saying? So we need to ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins, and let's repent, ask things to be removed out of our lives and replace it with his Holy Spirit and be restored back to the Father. So that's like the pot of bringing you, putting him back on the wheel. You know, Pastor just brought that up, and you got to think about that. You know what I'm saying? When that stuff leans to one side, it gets out of whack or whatever, he has to start over. So, you know what I'm saying? You already have life, but you can have a renewing of your life. You can have a resurrected spirit going on the inside of you. So ask God to rebuild you. Enjoy this, right?
Sometimes I'm cold, sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm prayerful, and other times I'm not. Sometimes I feel like giving up, yeah. Sometimes my faith feels used up, and every time I get in a bind, I know you're there. Send up this real simple prayer, we did.
make mistakes and have a price to pay. But I ain't never seen a perfect man, just people saved by grace. Ooh. You never make everybody happy. God in heaven has the last say. Bruises and blemishes everywhere. Just remember.
But, you know, that song sounds a lot like me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm cold. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for you. There have been times I didn't want to pray.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? There have been times I didn't trust God. That were times I went through those situations. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was inside of me instead of inside of him and him inside of me. So you know, don't be ashamed or afraid to ask God to rebuild you. Ask God to come in and clean you up. Ask God to help you turn your life around and give it over to him. Don't be ashamed or afraid to do that, all right? All right, let's get our final comments. Evangelist, your final comment to the world, please.
My final comment is, I came in not in the beginning of the show, but a lot that I heard tonight was mainly to sum it all up is trusting the Lord, trusting God, trust that he knows what's going on around you. He knew and hear your prayer. Just trust him to bring you out of it. And I just want to add, know that Jesus is the great physician. Know that he is the intercessor. Know that he's praying for us even the more whoever else praying for us. Just know that he when God gave his only begotten son that we may have life, that blood ain't never stopped flowing. It's flowing through us all on this radio here. It's flowing through he's standing, making intercession for us. So I just encourage the people today that's listening in the airway because it's because so much going on around everybody, all of us. But hold on to God on changing hand. Hold on to his word. Let his
Amen.
Word be down in your heart. I'm talking about this is the hour that is the word of God. Got to be down in your heart like never before when your flesh says something else, your spirit, man, got to be able to rise up and say what the word of God is saying. Amen. Stay
Amen.
With God. Trust in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist. Glad to have you here tonight. God bless you and your family.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let you get some prayers, man.
Amen. Definitely. Pastor Joseph, on you, sir. Final comment.
Amen. Yes, sir. Just like to say, the calling to follow Jesus, or where we was called, you know, to follow Jesus, not just called to salvation, but we was also called to this great work God created, and that was his redemptive work. And it's just a privilege, you know, to work with God, you know, to be in workmanship with God. He called us to be saved, which is good, but he also called us to work with him. And Peter, Andrew, and they heard that call when Jesus called them to come. Follow me, and I'll make you fish your man's. And that's why it's so good to love one another. That's how you know you, his disciple. And that's how the world knows, because the world is hostile. And the world is going to reject us. You know, the world is going to and people are tired of getting rejected. So when you show them love, and people are tired of hostility and all this crazy calamity, so when they run across you with all that love and compassion, most people, they real practical. So they want to know, hey, do this work or do it not work? And mostly in the body of Christ, they see stuff that don't work, so they saying it don't work, but it really do work. And so by we just tapping into the love of God, prayer, in the scripture, because the scripture, you know, it shows us wrong teaching for right teaching, and it equips us to carry out the Great Commission. And so just carry out that Great Commission and keep being the disciple that God called us to be. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family. Elder Melvin, your final comment, sir. Brother Melvin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My phone had just rang. Boy, don't say to know he's drunk trying to do his thing, but that's all like. But you
yes,
know
sir.
What? I'm going to stick with. I found something that worked for me. And Galatians 5, I like 16 through 26. You need a foundation to build anything. Galatians 16 through 25, the foundation for me, and it's working. So why don't you try it? It can't hurt. It can't do no worse than what you're doing now. And when you finish that, go to Psalm 27. Pastor, did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good night. I got to go on another line. Good night, everybody. Love you.
God bless you, sir.
Good night.
Love
God
you.
Bless.
Good night. All right. Pastor Jackson, final comment, sir.
Yes, sir. I just have a question for the people, and I want them to be alive serious about this. Can you praise God in the valley as easy as you get him when he placed you on the mountaintop?
Wow. Yeah, well, I hope they got that. Maybe you want to ask that again for the people in the back?
Can you praise God in the valley of the shadow of death as easy as you forget him when he put you on the mountaintop?
Ain't that something? He done brought you through, and now you forgot it, boy. Look here. Woo!
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, you can.
Woo! Powerful question. Y'all meditate on that one right there. All right, Pastor Jackson, thank you for being here tonight, sir. Glad to hear your voice. God bless you and your family, man. We love you. I want you to hang on because I want you to pray us out tonight. Pray over Pastor Kemp and his family. Put that in your prayer. When I come back to you, he has another funeral to do this weekend. Pray for, add on your list, Pastor Evangelist Aquina, Pastor Melvin's recovery, Pastor Joseph, everybody, man. And just hang on. Come back to you. Let your prayers out. All right, Pastor Kemp, your final comment, sir.
My final comment is a love comment. It says, the Bible says that By this all men will know you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay his life down for a friend. Then it says, love ye one another if I've loved you. And so the Bible declared that love will encompass the multitude of sin. And learning that's the one of the greatest things for us to do, learning to be able to praise God in the valley as well as on top of the mountain. Job said, though you slay me, yet shall I trust you. The Lord give and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Much love to everybody. Blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much. We love you, sir. Listen, I want to say something to everybody. I would like to thank, honestly, I would like to thank you for tuning in, being a part of Breaking Chains. And I thank God for the opportunity to fellowship with these men and women of God that come on the air on a consistent basis with me, and to be here to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to give God all the glory. We're here to break chains. Sometimes things may sound a little radical and bold to you. Just move out of the way and let us come on in and break those chains and loosen you from the devil, because that's our job. We're not here to hurt anybody or to disrespect anybody or to tear anybody down. We have an assignment to do, and sometimes we have to intercede on people's behalf that can't do it for themselves. We have to stand in the gap for people that need that assistance. We have to encourage those that that need that little extra nudge to get forward, to get up and to call on the name of Jesus and speak out against the devil. So just continue to pray, P-R-A-Y, for us, and stop P-R-E-Y on us, because we don't like that, and God lets us know when you're doing it. So just, you know, be cautious, you know what I'm saying, because God loved all his children. Don't forget that. And most importantly, we love Christ. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. We know that God created us, and we know that Christ is God in the flesh. And it was God in the flesh, because he's back in heaven now. But his Holy Spirit lives within us. So, you know, that's who we are, and we thank you. Want to give big shouts out to everybody that's been affiliated with Young Adults Talking. And next month, everybody, put this on your calendar. We'll be celebrating 25 years of Young Adults Talking and doing what God has asked us to do. Yet while I was still in my sin, God still saved me. He died for me, and he gave me an assignment. And leery in my head and weary and drunk and high and all kind of stuff, I accepted that assignment. So look what God has done, and I thank God for it. So let's celebrate together, and let's continue to move forward. God's will be done no matter what. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Here's our Black History. Thank y'all. Thank you, brother. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Check this out. Her name is Althea Gibson. Miss Althea Gibson became the first African American to win a Grand Slam title on the World Tennis Tour, earning the distinction at the French Open in 1956. In the late 1950s, Gibson won 11 major titles, including both Wimbledon and the U.S. Open in 1957 and 58. For her success on the court, the Associated Press voted Gibson Female Athlete of the Year those same years. Miss Althea Gibson is our Black History honoree for tonight. Amen. All right. Here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to get your exercise on and your stretching. You got to stretch those muscles and, you know, pop them bones, get them right, you know, loosen them up. And I need you to get your exercise on, your side strata hops, some sit-ups, some push-ups, some crunches. Take a walk. Take a jog. Make sure you hydrate yourself. The weather's getting warm outside. Put you 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. That's 4 16-ounce bottles, or that's 8 glasses with 8 ounces in it. Drink it every day. Make sure that you cut back on all the fast foods. Cut back on the fried foods. Eat your fruits. Eat your vegetables. And you know what? Something else. We need you to study, read, research. We need you physically and mentally healthy, and most importantly, spiritually healthy. Study the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. Be pleasing in God's eyes. Pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We need you out here healthy, y'all. Put God first in everything that you do. Anybody got anything else they want to add before we get out of here? Anything before we go? All right. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Mighty Men of Valor come back and break chains. We're going to sit down at the round table and talk about things that's going on in the world today. We get real personal with it. All right? So we'll see you tomorrow night. Pastor Jackson, if you don't mind, sir, can you pray us out tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, thanking you for another opportunity to grace your presence, Lord. We ask, we pray that something was said to your people, Lord God, that broke chains, that gave hope, that gave words of encouragement. Pray for every pastor that's on this line, Lord God, that they took time out of their busy schedule to do the work that you called them according to their assignment. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Kemper. We ask that you continue to strengthen his family in their time of loss and bereavement. We ask that you continue to strengthen Evangelist Laquina as she do the work of God. We ask that you continue to strengthen Pastor Joseph as he continues to bring God's word according to the word in music. We ask for a continuous, complete healing of our Elder Melvin. We thank you for Pastor Rod, Lord God. The word of God says that much is given, much is required. He is meeting the requirements of God that has given him much. And he is preparing the table before the presence of the enemy for the children of God. And we just thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. Lord God, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Help me, Holy Ghost. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. We love you. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Just tell the Lord thank you. Just tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank everybody for being here tonight. Thank all my pastors. I love y'all, man. Love you, evangelists. Have yourself a wonderful evening. God bless you. Enjoy this song, y'all.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. All that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
Thank you for my tears.
The
baby, ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive, it's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.